And this goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Michael Smith-Denslow, D-E-N-S-L-O-W, date of birth 3/29/1973. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Smith-Denslow with stage 3B chronic kidney disease after renal transplant 12/23 of 2010 and proteinuria. His last visit was November 11th, 2024. He has been on the maximum dose of Mounjaro, which is 15 milligram weekly, for his diabetes, and it's working very, very well to help him lose weight. He's lost 26 pounds over the last 6 months, and he's very excited that he's losing weight so well. He denies any current chest pain or palpitations. He did get sick since his last visit and then had to be hospitalized in Grand Rapids. He reports that his potassium level was very high at that time, and his lisinopril was stopped due to the high level of potassium. He stayed in Grand Rapids for several days and then was discharged and has been well ever since. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, it is stable, no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear. He feels like he's making adequate amounts of urine, and he denies kidney transplant tenderness. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, he's on the Celcept, the Prograf immunosuppressants, Lyrica, Requip, regular Humulin insulin per insulin pump. He's on low-dose aspirin, Effexor, Omeprazole is 40 milligram daily, Jardiance 10 milligram daily, Metoprolol, and the Mounjaro 15 milligram weekly. Physical exam, weight 349 pounds, blood pressure is 125 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/28/2025. Creatinine is stable, 2.09. Estimated GFR is 38. Calcium 9.0, sodium 136, potassium is 5.2, carbon dioxide 22, albumin is 4.2, hemoglobin 13.6, normal platelets, normal white count. Phosphorus is 4.5. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months, so he needs to get them in June again. 2, history of renal transplant in 2010 without kidney transplant tenderness. And he'll continue the Celcept and the Prograf at current doses. 3, proteinuria, which is not gross. But he's intolerant of the lisinopril due to hyperkalemia, so we will just continue to monitor the proteinuria. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.